supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
The voting process gets underway tomorrow in balloting with implications far beyond our region and nation. Let's get tally guidelines on this episode of Sky Talk with Derek Pitts, U.S. Exoplanet Naming Campaign Committee member and chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, this is an election process that's shockingly devoid of partisan politics.
Yes, hopefully it will turn out that way. We really want it to be devoid of partisan politics in that this is an opportunity for people all across the United States to provide their suggestions for the name of a star and exoplanet system way out in space.
Now, there's a system in place, and it's governed by the International Astronomical Union. How is it that on their 100th anniversary, they're now opening this up to not just the U.S., but all nations?
Yeah, the way it works is that the International Astronomical Union is the agency that's responsible for naming astronomical objects, and they have a very, very stringent set of guidelines for how they do that. So on this 100th anniversary, the International Astronomical Union has provided a star and exoplanet system for every country of the world and is allowing the citizens of each of those countries the opportunity to suggest a name for the exoplanet and star system.
You mean there's a better name than HD 17156?
I think that's probably a mouthful right there, but the rules and regulations for naming this star and exoplanet system are extraordinarily stringent, and that's because the International Astronomical Union Naming Committee has a convention all set up for how names are selected.
So among the likely thousands and thousands of submissions, that'll be winnowed down to a final 10 that you'll be part of reviewing.
So the committee will go through all of the submissions to make sure that those names that have been submitted meet all the criteria. Then from that group, the top 10 names will be selected. Then that goes back out to the population of the U.S. to vote on the top three. Then those top three names will be submitted to the International Astronomical Union's Naming Committee so that they can make the final choice.
And let's note the Franklin Institute has a real role in this as well.
Indeed we do, because the Franklin Institute's website is the portal for learning about everything you need to know to make a submission for an entry. So if you come to the Franklin Institute's website, www.fi.edu/EXO for EXO, as in exoplanet, that'll take you right to a page that gives you all the explanation you need. That page gives you links to all of the criteria you need for entry and also gives you a link to the submission form so that you can write up your entry for submission to name a star and exoplanet system.
So this system was chosen for the United States, I presume, because it's visible from the United States.
Well, you would think it's visible from the United States. And indeed, if you have a telescope, it is visible from the United States. But it's not something that you can go out on any clear night and just go up and see. However, you can easily identify the constellation. It's a well-known winter constellation known as Cassiopeia, and you can easily find that without any problem at all. So this is really a great project for a school to get into or for an astronomy club. Any individual can do this as well. And this gives lots of people a wonderful opportunity to pull together under one banner to create a submission that they think would be the best one for naming this star and planet system.
But with clear skies this week, anyone can go out of doors and gaze aloft. What are the highlights for the night sky?
Turns out this is a great time of year to be looking into the sky because we have the Great Square of Pegasus now well up in the east by 10 p.m., very easy to identify, along with Cassiopeia up there as well. The Andromeda Galaxy is visible through binoculars just between the Great Square of Pegasus and Cassiopeia. Jupiter and Saturn are still looking great in the evening sky in the south, moving toward the southwest, along with the Summer Triangle very high overhead. The Summer Milky Way that comes down from the Summer Triangle down to the southern horizon actually splits the positions of Saturn on the left side of the Milky Way and Jupiter on the right side of the Milky Way. They're both nice and bright, so you can easily identify them. And, of course, the Big Dipper is low in the northwest sky as well, so we have three seasons of stars in one night. Just pick a good night and enjoy.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Sky Talk.